pages to fill out, so aim to have, you know, two and a half pages of that done by the 21st. Your first in-person class, and then or your first class or discussion time, and then the other 2.5 pages done on the 28th. And then if you go to the next month, the first Sunday in October is actually our spring conference, so we probably won't have anything. You'll probably all be upstairs for that. And then the next Sunday is when we'll have our lecture time for lesson number 2. So I'll try and get kind of a calendar laid out. Maybe that help us to, I'll get that laid out and hand it out next week. All right. Back to the cool slideshow. All right, so we got your worksheets, two points per week. So you have 4 points total per lesson. The online sermon. So I will be giving you a list of maybe 3 or 4 questions or so that pertain to the online sermon that John MacArthur has for that lesson. And you just listen through to that, answer those couple questions just to show, hey, I listened to it. Turn those back in at any point while we're covering that lesson. So between next week and the end of the month, basically, turn those questions back into me, and you'll get your 2 points for listening to that online sermon.
Okay, how can you find the online sermon again?
It's
so,
in your book.
It's right in your book. There's a number of different ways. GraceToYou.org. You can find it there. There's a playlist on Spotify. You can find them. I saw them on YouTube. So a number of different methods. If you need me, I can like send you the link if that's easier for you. Or if you need help finding it afterwards, just let me know. But yeah, a number of different. If you just Google Fundamentals of Faith, John MacArthur, you'll be able to find it there pretty easy. I'll have those questions typed up. I'll try and give those out the day that we do the first class, that lecture time for each lesson. I'll give out the questions for the online sermon with that. Taking notes during the lecture time, so if you can show, hey, I took notes, we'll have a notebook. I hope to have them this week, but we couldn't find any. So next week I'll have a little notepad that you guys can use and just, you know, take some notes during the lecture time to show, hey, I was paying attention and, you know, making an effort to learn something while we're all, you know, out there together. So taking notes during that, showing me those notes gets you a point. And then there is a memory verse. So memorizing the memory verse. The first page of each lesson, you have a memory verse. So for lesson 1 is 2 Timothy 3:16. It's probably one that's fairly familiar to most of us. But at any point during those 3 weeks that we're covering it, saying it to me, your teacher, Ashley could listen to it, whoever, and you'll get those credit for those 2 points for memorizing your verse. And yeah, so there's all your ways you can memorize. So that leaves a total for the first 2 lessons. So we're looking at what you can earn for our first kind of get together. A total of 18 points that are available. Everybody who has 14 and over will be able to come over and hang out, and we'll do something fun. So that's kind of your goal, is you want to be able to have at least 14 points. And then we'll do, like I said, do the fun thing. Probably looking like the first weekend in November or something. Yes.
Do we get points by answering questions and listening?
No. You get, well, I mean, listening makes it easier to take notes during class. So, but yeah, these are the only ways. There's no like extra points for questions or anything like that, like VBS or anything. So these ways, this is how you get those points. Like I said, 9 points per week or per lesson are available. So we're doing our first reward after the first 2 lessons. We don't want to wait too long. So 18 points available. Everyone who gets 14 points will be invited to come hang out. hang out. And if you don't, whoops. Hi. If you don't get those 14 points, then we'll be resetting, and then we'll, over the next two lessons, be doing it again and have another chance to earn that reward. We'll try and do different things. If you have suggestions, be like, hey, this might be a fun thing to do, let me know, and we'll try and do a variety of fun things to kind of incentivize us all to work. Sometimes it's good to have a goal to be working towards, and we want to make it fun for everybody, a good time. Like I said, it should be a good time of learning together, and just being able to learn. So that's kind of any questions on kind of how we're structuring things, how it's going to be looking, expectations. Yeah.
What happens if you don't have half the lessons done for the first week, but you have the whole lesson done the second week? Can you still get your points?
No. Well, you can get your 2 points for the second half.
Okay.
So, yeah, you need to have, the goal is that you have done the work before discussion time. We want you to have thought through it. We don't want discussion time to just be the teacher's talking and you, like, filling in answers as you're going. We want you to have thought the answers through and come to the class time ready to discuss, having at least, you know, some thoughts formed on what you're going to be talking about, not just writing answers down the whole time. So if you don't have it done that time, you don't get a chance at those 2 points, but you can do the next half from wherever you leave off to the end. And we're not looking to be like super stickler on it, like, well, you didn't have the one extra, you did, you know, through question 12 and we went through 13 in class time, so just kind of aim for about half of it. If you don't get all of the half, that's fine. We're not trying to be sticklers about it, just wanting you to get used to looking things up yourself and being able to discuss it with the group. Any other questions? Or from teachers, that's good too.
I'm just thinking,
yeah,
what kids are going to be like, wow, but I did
all
of it by the second.
So some things that you can have, you know, at any point, like I said, memory verse at any point while we're doing that lesson, the online sermon at any point during that lesson, taking notes during class. And really, the taking notes during class is the only one that you, like, are going to, if you miss that Sunday, there's really no other way of making it up. If you do miss some other, you know, you're missing a group discussion time, if you're able to, you know, come the next, that would be the only exception. If you miss a group discussion time and you come the next week and you have it all done, then you can get your 4 points for that. But if you're here for the discussion time, we want you to be prepared ahead of time. Not looking to, like, make you lose points because you know family was out of town or whatever. We still want you doing it even if they're not, you're not going to be here. So yeah. Anything else? All right. So, how much time do we have? We've got plenty of time. All right, cool. So, I want to look at a couple of verses. Now, I've been digging the sword drills with the younger kids, so I think we need to do some sword drills here. All right, so we are going to look at a few verses, some goals for the class. So we're looking at a few verses that will highlight the goals for what we want to do, what we want to accomplish in going through all this. So, you got to have it. We're not doing none of this look it up online. Come on now.
That doesn't even count.
You guys need more Bibles?
I got a whole, we had a whole stack of them over here.
Yeah, I think they took them. Rob's going to grab a couple.
All right. Do we need to review official sword drill protocol here?
Yes.
All right. Eat on your own side of the table.
Rule number one, you've got to have an actual Bible, not a phone or a computer or tablet. You gotta hold it by the spine. None of this, you know, like stick your finger somewhere where you know where you are. Holding it by the spine. Holding it up. I will say the reference once. You will repeat it. And then I will say go. And you're trying to find it as fast as you can. First one to stand up gets to read it. And then, yeah, you gotta stand. Oh, come on. Man. I think you'll survive. First one to stand up gets to read it, and then we will discuss how that applies to a goal for the class. All right, you ready? Everyone that has a Bible is ready to rock and roll. All right, we've got 1 John 5, verses 11 through 13.
1 John 5, verses 11 through 13.
Go! Okay. All right, Josh, go for it.
All right. And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life. I mean, this is the way. And this is the testimony. Second John?
No, first John. You're good. You're good.
And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
Bingo. Awesome. So, first and primary goal is to have that assurance of eternal life. We want everybody, each one of you, to have that. That deep relationship with God, to have that assurance of eternal life, have the assurance of what you believe, and be able to just know. It's good to begin to make some of these things we're going to be looking at, make them your own, not just because mom and dad said so, not just because, you know, an elder, some other guy at church said, some other lady at church said so. But we want this to be real, this to be a real assurance of your of salvation, of eternal life, of just knowing what you believe. All right, next one we've got 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17.
2 Timothy 3:16
and
17.
Go!
Timmy. Where's 2 Timothy?
Right after 1 Timothy. All right. Alright, hey, quiet down.
Oh.
And without conservatory, great is the mystery of godliness. God is manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles.
I think you got the wrong.
Oh, I got first.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay. It says, all scriptures inspired by God is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
Bingo. So being equipped for ministry, we want you guys to be ready to do things, be a part of whatever ministry God calls you to. So you got to sneak out there, Lily Billy. Good thing you're small, huh? Yep.
Lily Billy.
All right, so we want you to be equipped, ready to jump into whatever ministry God calls you to. I think it's something good for you to begin thinking about, begin looking towards things you can be involved in. I mean, you're you know, can be involved in things now, can be involved in leading things in the near future. I think I was, you know, at 19, I was traveling around the country doing gospel work. At 20, I was leading day camps in Enochs and whatnot, which is just around the corner, if not like right there for some of you. So begin thinking about it. You want to be, in order to be able to do any of those things, in order to be effective in serving the Lord, you've got to know what you believe, know why you believe it, and be able to tell others what it is that you believe. So being equipped for ministry. All right, next one. Still got time. All right. Ephesians 4, verses 11 and 12.
Ephesians 4, 11 through 12.
Go!
I found first.
Go for it, yeah.
There
you go.
One.
No, that doesn't even count. All right, quiet down, quiet down, go for it.
Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Bingo. So along the same thing, just being equipped for ministry, knowing what you want to do, being ready to do it. And this is just the goal of it, is again, to lay that firm foundation so that you are ready, you are well equipped, you are prepared to do whatever the Lord calls you to do. All right, one last one. Bible's up, here we go. Last chance to be able to rub into your friends that you found it first. Exodus 33:13.
Exodus 33:13.
Go!
Exodus.
33
what?
No!
All right. Wow. All right. We'll have
it was me.
Went to the voice.
You're not even added.
It was
Silas. Silas was G. Silas was G.
All right. So who was after Silas? I saw Silas cheating before.
Was I?
Well, come on. What was rule number two?
I'm there.
Hold it by the spine. Disqualified 15-yard penalty.
Wait, you're supposed to hold it by the spine? Why are you standing up?
I want to say I saw Peter next.
What is it?
Do you have it? Exodus 33:13.
I have it.
All right, go for it, Peter.
All right. Now, therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people.
Bingo.
I
have
some trouble.
All right. All right. That was Exodus 33:13. Yeah. So, just to know God is the ultimate, also the kind of the ultimate goal. We want you to grow deeper in your relationship with the Lord, just to know Him more. So there's some of the goals we have. We want this to be a time for you to grow closer to the Lord, to gain knowledge and just practical wisdom from the Word of God, and be well equipped for whatever God calls you into it in your next phase of life. So, any questions? Anything else? That kind of covers everything that I was going to cover. Are we all excited? You're going to make sure you're bringing your workbook with you every week.
And your Bible.
I'll have a notepad that you can, be like kind of a special little notepad for you. So, we want to make sure that you're bringing it with you every week. It's making it to home so you can fill it out. It's making it back here so you can discuss. And, yeah, I'll kind of have somewhat of a schedule and everything typed up next week for our first class. Yes.
Am I allowed to take notes on my phone?
Are you allowed to take notes on
phone?
No screens.
Can you? Let's do a no screen thing. I like that. I'm a fan of no screens.
Because you have your notebook.
Old fashioned. I'll bring in pens and paper. Old fashioned. We'll get cramps together. It'll be great. I think you all know how to write. If you don't know how to write, I'll have a talk with your parents, I suppose. Alright, that's it? Alright, let's go ahead and pray real quick, and then I think we got to get silverware ready here, and they'll be ready to go. Alright, so let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this group we have here. We ask for your blessing on this study for the year. I pray that it would be just a good time of getting into your word, of drawing closer to you, of being... And just growing our friendships with each other as well, that it would be just a good bonding time, that we would be well equipped, that we would have that firm foundation rooted in you. And Lord, again, we thank you for what we have upcoming, and ask for your blessing on it. We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.